how's it going out there? Welcome. Everyone take a seat, have a drink, do what you gotta do, sit back and relax, because you know what? My name is Joe.
And my name is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, guess what? We're on the Carolyn and Joe show. We're the guests.
Oh my gosh.
We're actually guests this time
guests
on our very
own
show. Holy crap.
How could we?
It's totally impossible.
We shouldn't have.
Oh, it's so great to be invited. I've never been on this show before. It's totally new. Interesting. I hear these guys are crazy.
I heard even worse. I can't even say.
It has been a while since we've actually done this show by ourselves. It's always an interesting dynamic. It's always fun having people on there, but also you sometimes need that break. You need to have that break.
I can't even remember the last time it's just been us. We've had like loads of guests.
Yeah, just back to back.
Tons of guests.
From all the way since like 2012 all the way to 2013. Gotta do it.
What episode are we on of the Carolyn and Joe show?
I have no idea.
But it's over 200 now, right?
Yes, it's way over 200.
Oh my gosh.
Yes! That's my radio show voice. Yes! That's how I talk. Yes!
It's a little bit
everybody.
Gilbert Godfrey in there.
It's everybody. Let's go down. Yes. It's wonderful.
My radio voice is like, hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
It's like
out
me
there?
Trying to be a man radio voice.
But girls have a voice, too, on the radio, don't they?
Yeah, they're like, I'm so perky. Today's weather is going to be high 50s, and then by Wednesday, we'll see some snow.
And they're all weather people or news people.
Yeah.
I don't even know if there is actually... I've never seen, like, actual host. Like the
on
main,
a radio show?
Yeah, like the main host is a female. I'm not sure if I have or not.
Laura Ingraham.
Who's that?
There's a lot of... Oh, she's conservative talk host.
But she's not, like,
a morning show
type deal?
Well, she does have a morning show at 9 a.m., well, not during drive time, I guess.
Yeah.
But 9 till, I don't know when it is, but she actually records from Heritage. I don't know if she still does. But
hey, it's time for the news.
It's time for the news. What's up, guys? Here's the news by the seat of my pants. Today is Tuesday. And Magic Bullet...
But it doesn't mean you can't listen to the show any other day than Tuesday.
Exactly.
Don't forget to download the show, guys.
And Magic Bullet has been printed for one full week, because it went to print last Tuesday afternoon. And then we picked it up on Wednesday.
Yes!
And we have 5,000 Magic Bullets. And they are being dispersed in several different locations. You can check magicbulletcomics.com for all the locations to see where you can find your free copy of Magic Bullet, which is Washington, D.C.'s free comics newspaper. Be a part of it. And if you want to distribute, or if you know of any business that wants to carry Magic Bullet in the store for free, no charge to even have it in your own store, just let us know. Again, we're at magicbulletcomics.com. And Joe and I will be at Asbury Park Comic Con in less than 2 weeks. Can you believe it? I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
Come on. I really can't. Where has this year gone by? We're going to be in New Jersey on March 30th. And it's going to be a huge show. I'm really anticipating Asbury Park Comic Con. They've been doing a great job promoting it. Yeah. And where else are we
going
to be?
Keep on going. I know there's
April.
More news. There's more news.
April, we're going to be
invading
DC.
You started doing the news without your cheat sheet, so now I like how you're able to memorize what's coming up.
I know. I haven't had my cheat sheet like all year long. It's been amazing. April, we're going to be in DC April 20th and 21st at Awesome Con DC at the DC Convention Center.
Awesome Con!
It's going to be awesome. There's several guests. I think they just announced a new guest you told me about the other week.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know his name, but he is from The Walking Dead. He's another black guy from The Walking Dead.
Is he the black guy from The Walking Dead?
No, he's
or
not.
One of them?
I've never seen the show. He's a new black guy from The Walking Dead.
The new black guy from The Walking Dead is going to be there.
Yes.
And
Awesome Con!
Also, the black guy from Ghostbusters is going to be there.
You want to do the voice?
Awesome Con! And also, the black guy from Mad TV is going to be there. Awesome Con! And maybe...
Awesome Con!
And maybe you will even be there. So join us on April 20th and 21st. We will be there as Curls Studio. Hope to see you there.
All right, see y'all next week.
Thanks for listening.
Also, go ahead and, you know, I just released a film on Monday night, actually.
It's, just yesterday.
Just yesterday. And it stars the superstar burlesque dancer Dolly Holiday. And I directed a film entitled The Return, which is also sort of in conjunction with the return of her coming back into burlesque. So definitely everyone out there, go and check this out. It might be not safe for work for some, but it might be just perfect for the rest of you. Go check out one-shots.com. So it looks like one shots, but there's a hyphen in the center of one and shots.
One-shots.com.
One, so
what
one
if somebody shots. Types it in like one O-N-E-H-Y-P-H-E-N-S-H-O-T-S.
What?
Like they spell out hyphen. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't spell out hyphen.
So one just minus
one dash
shot. Yeah.
Shots, one minus shots. But don't type in like O-N-E-D-A-S-H-S-H-O-T-S. Like, don't spell out dash. Just yeah. use the dash. Get it?
Get it?
So, like, yeah. one-shots.com. And Joe will put a link to that.
Yeah, I'll put a link to that. So definitely everyone go out there and check it out, because you know what? I'm a filmmaker. You should see my films. Why not? Go out there and check it out.
How long is this particular film?
It's about 4 minutes.
It's only four minutes of your life.
That's
and
right.
so much enjoyment.
It's called The Return.
It's an awesome tease. It's called a good return.
It's called The Return. So definitely everyone, please blow it up. Share it around with everyone that you know. So just recently, I've been really... I don't even know. I've been into two TV shows I never thought that I'd be really into. And one of them is Restaurant Impossible. And the other one is The Big Bang Theory. And, you know, I had no idea.
I think you're actually turning into my dad.
No, but here's the thing.
Because those are his two favorite shows.
Look, I didn't think that I was, but it doesn't go to show that there's nothing else out there, but they're probably just quality television. What were your thoughts on that? Because I remember I was reading, and what really felt like I was part of a fad, but I don't know if I'm part of a fad, but because The Big Bang Theory has been around, what, already for like over 4 years or so,
yeah,
right?
It's been around.
It's been around.
Years.
So, but for some reason, it's just this recent, I don't know, you know, I never gave it a shot. And
now you're catching it on the reruns.
Yeah, I'm catching on the reruns because it's on Fox and it's pretty much everywhere. And that's what I actually read about, is the fact of it took Big Bang Theory like several years, several seasons to get caught on with everyone else. And it was already, you know, people already knew about it. I mean, it's not a lot of other sitcoms in that format that's like established, but it took several years for it to become big, but also to the point of it's almost like had that Firefly aesthetic of like, it was really big, you know, it was good for its core audience, in which of course it's a bunch of like, you know, like physicists and smart kids and nerdy, you know what I mean? What is the concept? I'm trying to think of what the concept of that is.
I actually have never seen like a full show sitting down, like prepared to watch it. So maybe I'm not the best person to answer what the concept is.
Well, basically, you know, the concept
from
is
a
bunch
what
of
I guess,
nerdy guys
like,
and the hot chick. That's how it
and
is.
They all share an apartment, right?
Well, the hot chick is Penny is across the way, and then there's I think
so
three.
It's like Friends but for geeks.
Yes, so pretty much that's exactly what it is. It's Friends but for geeks. You know what I mean? And
Penny's like Jennifer Aniston.
Sort of, yeah. I guess you put her in the Jennifer Aniston category of like,
because she's not as weird as Phoebe, and she's not like
not
as
Courtney
girly
Cox.
As Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Because I felt like Jennifer Aniston's character in Friends got along well with the boys.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's basically like the Jennifer Aniston.
You know, and I've known about this show for a while, and it took not having anything to watch during dinner time to be like, oh, what is on? And just sort of being like, oh, I heard this was quality. Let's leave it on and see what happens. And lo and behold, it's actually pretty funny. It has quality standards to it. You know what I mean?
So what makes you think that you were never into it? Because you said, like, when you introduced this, you're like, I didn't think I would like these two TV shows.
Well,
like, is it just because a lot of people were already talking about Big Bang Theory and you wanted to go against the tide?
I mean, that's probably my first reaction to everything. It's like, what? This is popular? I need to go against that. I don't know why that's how it is. But also, I think one of the main deals is, and still to this day, I don't even know what original channel it's on. I just watch it on replays.
Maybe it was Fox.
Maybe it's on Fox.
I'm not sure.
I still don't even know. That's how dangerous it is. I don't even know what the original channel of that.
Maybe you don't need to know.
Maybe I don't, because I really just...
No, it doesn't affect the story.
Yeah, I just watch it. It's a sitcom, so it stands by itself. But yeah, that's what's been really intriguing. And also...
So what makes you like it? Just because it's funny, or like, do you relate to it?
I mean, they do talk
Which
about
characters. Do
they
like?
Do talk about the same things that I talk about, and I would love to be able to do math at that level, like this quantum physics, and you know what I mean. I'd love to be able to hit that, like that sense of intelligence. To me, it is sort of relatable because you know you have those characters, you know, they're nerdy. I don't know if I'd count myself as nerdy or anything. I don't even know what to count myself at all. But I won't even try.
Do you have a favorite character, or you like all of them?
It's tough for me to decide who's my favorite character on The Big Bang Theory right now, because I used to watch Roseanne, and that's probably one of the biggest draws I had was because David from Roseanne is one of the main characters.
Is he the guy with the glasses?
Yeah, he's the guy with the glasses.
Oh. Okay, I thought he looked familiar.
So I was like, oh, cool. You know, because he was a comic book person, an artist on Roseanne before. And then, you know, he's playing similar tastes. And also, he's playing similar, like, comic beats, too, as Roseanne, as when they left. Like, when the show was over. So it's very similar territory for him.
So the other show you're into is Restaurant Impossible.
Yeah, and then you have Restaurant Impossible.
So now, this is basically, like, a guy... The guy who hosts, he transforms... restaurants that are on their way on the outs. Like, they're not making money, the menu's horrible, the decor is terrible.
And they contact them, too.
Yeah,
they...
so, like, if you're, like, a failing restaurant, was it on Food Network?
Yeah, like, at the end, there was, like, if you have a failing restaurant, contact Restaurant Impossible.
So, basically, it's, like, people that want their own, I guess, like, they want to, they don't, and some of them don't even have any money to really continue.
Yeah.
So, what, usually it's a $10,000 budget, is that correct?
Yeah, two days and $10,000.
So, basically, it's just like, help, save my restaurant.
Yeah.
And this guy comes in and, like, fixes all the dynamic. And sometimes there's problems with the staff, or even, like, it's a family.
Well, that's what he's
that
there. That's what he's there for, is to solve why are you losing money? Why? I mean, what's wrong with their business is really what they're trying to figure out. And a lot of times what's wrong, you know, goes right back to the people who's running it.
So what made you think that you wouldn't enjoy the show at first?
I don't know, because I thought, like, you know, it's kind of like
those home improvement shows, but with restaurants and also managing. There's a lot of dynamic to it, actually.
Like, I don't even know how I got started watching it. It's that dreaded Wednesday when there's nothing on Wednesday, you know, because for us, that TV schedule is you have wrestling on Monday, Tuesday, you got New Girl, Wednesday, what? It used to be Ink Master, but Ink Master is now done.
No, Ink Master was on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, then Tuesday. Then Wednesday still was that open void. Then Thursday, you either got Community, and then you got a whole hell of a lot of shows. And Friday's wrestling again, then Saturday's whatever, and then Sunday's whatever.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Community, because when we were just talking, like, 5 minutes ago about Big Bang Theory and how popular it is, I thought of, like, when you said that, I thought about Community, and I was like, well, why isn't Community at that level?
Oh, I think
because Community kind of strikes the same chord.
Yeah,
but it just makes me wonder. It's like, because I know I have not seen all of Big Bang Theory, so maybe this opinion is not valid. But to me, it seems like the jokes are more hardcore on Community. Like, I feel like it's more of a well written show. Community is.
Well, I mean, I think they're actually both super well written. They're two different types of formats.
I guess I'm not looking at it from the right perspective. I'm not trying to put them all head-to-head together, but it just, to me, it seems like they would fit under the same umbrella of audience.
But I feel like
why is one a lot more successful than the other?
Well, here's the thing, is when you talk about the difference between Community and The Big Bang Theory, my perspective is simply proven fact is that your parents love Big Bang Theory. Or they watch it, right?
Yeah.
And
like their number one show now.
Yeah, and I think that speaks volumes for how it can communicate to a wider audience.
I think that is true. I feel like, I don't know if my parents have heard of Community or ever watched it. I haven't heard them talk about it, so I'm gonna take that as, like, never heard of.
Yeah.
Because I usually gauge, like, mainstream based on my parents. Like, if my parents have heard of it, then it's mainstream.
Exactly.
And if my parents are into it, then I'm like, that is really mainstream.
Because think about this, it's also a sitcom. So I feel like with the Big Bang Theory...
I guess Big Bang Theory is more approachable. I can see how my parents would not get Community at all, though. Like, I could see how a lot of jokes might just fly over their heads.
Because let's think about the difference between Community and Big Bang Theory. Because in Community, I mean, in what's it called? In Big Bang Theory, all right, you have the hot blonde neighbor. That's totally relatable. You know, both these guys have jobs. Like, all these guys have, like, jobs, and they're sort of, you know, I guess they're nerdy. And that's in Today. You know what I mean? You have that nerdyism, but also they love the comic books. I mean, all that stuff they really enjoy. They have their own inside jokes. But at the same time, when you still strip away all of that, you still have these guys going after a girl. You know what I mean? You still hit the same almost Friends, like the formula in a way is still there. It's just now it's coded with today's nerdisms, you know? And that's I think that's why, there you go. It's like you have a formula that works, and then you have today's contemporary like mindset, like youthful mindset with that. But then, so you can grab like the people that are into comics today, and then with the storylines, you can still with the dynamic of like, oh, I want to get a girl, or, you know what I mean, what's you know, the messed up stuff that can happen today that will get everyone else. And then the hot chick, and then they bring, like, the episodes we saw today, that's totally relatable. You know what I mean? What was the one we saw?
There was, like, a blonde girl that moved in upstairs.
Yeah, that's every person that's ever moved into an apartment. Every guy that's like, oh, what are these boxes? And then you're finding out, like, oh, it's a hot chick. Oh, my God, like, you know, like, everyone wants to, who can't relate with that? Like, trying to get there. And then also the hot girl that was supposed to be the hot girl of the show now has, like, a challenger. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I feel like everyone can do. But then I feel when you go compare that with Community is a little bit more of a challenge, because like you can sort of define the characters, but you, I mean, they're very defined.
You have
they're
to be already
defined.
Invested in it though for some of the episodes.
Oh, there's,
you know,
definitely.
It's a character driven show.
Because not once they really just jump in and say like, oh, this is who we are now.
Yeah.
Like it's sort of like, it really goes off the wall. Like every episode is pretty much like a bottle episode, you know. It's pretty much like, oh, we're gonna do the video game episode, now it's the paintball episode, now it's the what's it called, the what's that cop show that they had, Law and Order episode, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I can see how it could be a challenge for people that are just like, I really don't know what's going on. You know?
Yeah, I mean, now that you have stated some of the differences, I can see that, but I still feel like they're both under the same umbrella of that type of humor that the same audience would like.
This is what I feel. I feel like the characters of Big Bang Theory will be massive fans of the show Community. That's how I feel.
That's
it is.
True. Yeah, I see. I can see that. Community is almost like too smart for its own good.
Because it's like an inside show about its own show.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
It's like, let's do Easter eggs about our own show. It's like
it's almost like it's good. It's good, but it's like, in a way, even like it's too difficult to get into unless you're already invested in the characters.
Yeah, I mean, and for people who have, I mean, you can buy the shows for like what, like $15 each now. It's not that.
But now it's like, I guess, according to network TV, if it's just not like a quick thing that you can just turn on and be like, ha ha ha, I get something out of it.
Yeah.
Then people aren't as, you have to really go out of your way to be invested in certain shows.
Yeah.
And so I guess from like an executive's point of view, it's harder.
I mean, but still, Community's been around for what now, like 4 seasons?
I don't know. I haven't been counting. I usually don't keep track of like numbers of seasons and stuff.
I know, if you think about it, I feel like it's 4 or 3. I think it's,
they're in their last season now, is that correct?
I think it's its fourth season.
Are they in their last season? Is it announced?
No one's announced anything, but I feel like that's where it's been. So it's actually survived more than the other shows that it's been around. Remember, you had Outsourced, that Indian one?
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot.
Then you had, like, Whitney
one.
That didn't survive. Whitney's had, like, 2 shows at this point.
I think she's both been canceled.
Really?
Yeah,
they should stop giving her a chance.
I don't know. I can't say for sure.
It's like the Elijah Dushku of like sitcom TV.
But the other one wasn't a sitcom. It was more like Chelsea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like a talk.
That's just no good?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they renewed. Did I try watching Whitney? There was another one that I tried. No, I tried watching the Chelsea Handler sitcom.
I didn't even remember that there was a Chelsea Handler sitcom.
Yeah, I used to watch it with my mom. It was like, Are You There, God? It's Me, Chelsea.
I thought that was her book.
No, it was they had a show based off her book, and she actually wasn't herself. It was like Laura Pepon.
Uh-huh. Or
what's her name from the 70s show?
Yeah. Is that Laura Poupon, something like that?
The red-haired girl from that 70s show.
I didn't even know that she was on
she
that.
She was playing Chelsea Handler's part, and then Chelsea Handler was playing her sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they, I guess either her or the network executive said she was too old.
To play herself?
It's probably herself saying, I'm too old to play myself. I don't know.
She's probably an executive producer on that.
Yes, but the girl from that 70s show was supposed to be her. It was not very great.
Really?
I mean, it's like we tried, and even my mom was like, we tried. But like, it was cool because like my mom was like kind of into it. She's like, let's watch this.
What was the concept?
It was basically like, from what I remember, she had like an Asian friend, and it was like them hanging out, and then like, I don't even know. It was just like random occurrences in Chelsea's life. And then she had, like, a roommate that was, like, really, like, virginal.
Virginal?
Yeah. Like, she was just, like, didn't, like, partake with people. She was, like, a virgin, didn't date. She just wasn't, like, social, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, to an extreme length.
So they needed, like, those contrasting characters because probably...
Because Chelsea was all, like, whoring it up.
Yeah.
And then the roommate was, like, staying at home and being, like... knitting or something. I don't know if she was knitting, but she was like that type of person. But that's basically all I remember, really.
But what was wrong with it?
I don't know. I feel like it didn't grab anybody. And I remember I saw a couple episodes, and there was one episode where she like went to a bar, and then she like started dating screwing around with like a guy that had red hair.
Yeah.
But he was, like, very Irish looking. But then she was like, I love your hair. Like, come back and hang out with me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I know you were, I know there's two shows. I'm not sure if you were a fan of the Bee in Apartment 23, but I know you're not a fan of, like, the
Mindy Project?
The Mindy Project.
I can't say that I'm not a fan. It's just that I tried it, like, a couple episodes, and I couldn't get into it.
Is it just her?
I don't dislike her. I'm not a fan of Mindy. I'm not like that.
Well, you're not a fan of the show because we don't watch it.
I'm not really.
Show you don't watch, you're not a fan of.
But, like, I tried, and then it's just like, why should I tune in next week?
Yeah.
There's, like, no incentive for me to, like, find out what happens to her. I'm just like, okay.
Well,
might have been, like, one or two good jokes, but then it's like, I'm not. I don't even remember what I saw. Like, if I can't remember what I saw, then why should I keep watching?
I mean, it's weird because, like, they all sort of exist in this, like, parody of reality type thing. You know, maybe I'm just not a big fan of Mindy being the star of the show. I'm not sure. I mean, there's a lot of people that do swear by Mindy in a way, but I don't know. I never tuned into The Office because of Mindy. You know what I mean?
She must be doing something right to have her own show and stuff. I know she had, like, a book that was very similar to Are You There, God, It's Me, Chelsea.
So maybe that was the reason.
Probably maybe instigator of that. So, and I still haven't read it. I'd be actually more interested in reading her book than watching that show.
All right.
Like, I mean, I would still give her book a try. I just haven't yet. But it's like, I don't know. I
just know, like,
there's nothing I can really pinpoint to be like, oh, I don't like your show, you know? But, like, she has to be doing something right to have her own TV show. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't even remember what I saw.
Well, to me personally, she didn't really have that likability because her character is almost very superficial and self.
But that's what a lot of actual shows
girls,
are now.
That's how girls are.
That's how girls are, first of all. And then second of all, that's how, like, that's like every TV show that's on now.
Well, that involves like a girl. It's always like...
It's very self-involved.
Because pretty much it's the same thing with... I feel like this is true. This is the same thing with just television in general or just the way characters are developed. Like with the Big Bang Theory, it's like, well, those characters connect because that's how people are. You know what I mean? There's people like that. They might not be exactly like that, but those characters are today's people, and that's why it's success. You know what I mean? And that's why it's able to grab like that. And then maybe with the women that's being defined, those are based on women that everyone knows. Like the Bee in Apartment 23. It's like
Apartment 23 was probably, out of all these other female shows that we're talking about, was probably I don't want to say the best, but it's probably a better one out of all of them.
Why is that?
But at the same time, because I guess the story's more clever. And but at the same time, when I'm watching it, it didn't make me feel like a good person.
Because they're just like un...
She was just, like, messing around people's lives. I know it was, like, I know it's a comedy, I know it's supposed to be a joke, but at the same time, like, you know, I would think about the episode later on, and I'd be like, man, she really is the bee. And, like, to another extent, it starts to end up not even being funny at that point.
She's not likable anymore.
Maybe I'm, like, thinking about it too realistically, and not in, I should maybe just be enjoying it for, like, the clever humor behind why she's being the bee.
Yeah.
But, like, she really is, like, did some horrible things to people's lives that I feel like in real life, if that would happen, she would be, like, really hated.
She really just takes advantage of people, right?
Yeah, but that's the whole thing of the show. You know, it's kind of like, if you were to have a character that was, like, super sweet, that was like, okay, let's, the opposite of that would be, like, let's help the homeless and let's do this project and let's, you know, let's fix, you know, something and let's make the world a better place and let's go, like, feed children, you know, like, yeah. And then, like, hers is, like, the anti that. Hers is just, like, let's mess around with everybody's lives.
Because, you know, that show got canceled, so.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, the actress was kind of entertaining.
I'm a big fan of, I like Kristen Ritter. I'm like, I like her, you know what I mean? But it's weird, but I didn't really like her in that type of role.
I think, like, I don't know, maybe people just, maybe it was just a little too negative. But that's the whole premise of that show.
Because I was more used to her being, like, from She's Out of My League and, like, Breaking Bad.
I never saw Breaking Bad, but I know that her character dies.
Well, did you just spoil it for everyone out there?
Well, it was spoiled for me, so now it's spoiled for everyone. And actually, she spoiled it because I saw her on one of the, like, late night talk shows, and yeah, she said it herself. So oh, okay, she spoiled it for me.
If there's one big... Thanks, not
only,
Kristen.
Not only does she spoil her own show, but she also spoils other shows that she's on.
One thing I really liked, though, no, was how they used James Vanderbeek's character. I think that's the best use of James Vanderbeek that I've ever seen. Is James Vanderbeek playing James Vanderbeek as himself.
How self-absorbed is, like, everything on TV now?
Everything is self-absorbed. But it's just also, shows just have their name. Like, we have our own show about us. That's how all the shows are.
Also, like, what is... I don't mind having, like, the name like that. But like, the thing is now that we're in this discussion, I actually don't really like how a lot of females are being portrayed in their own shows.
How are they?
Like, are you there, God? It's me, Chelsea. Again, there's my name. And, you know, like, not my name, but, you know, her name.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Mindy Project and this and that. Like, I feel like maybe if that is how they really are in real life.
Well, Roseanne was the one of the originators of that.
No, you mean just having the person's name?
Is that
name?
What you're talking about? Just the name?
No, it's not. That doesn't even bother me. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the same thing of, like, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. You know, like, that's just who they are. Conan. You know, that's, like, you're watching who you're watching.
Yeah.
And it's based, supposedly, off of their books. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, that, I don't have a problem with that at all. But if that's how they really, like, I have a feeling that Chelsea Handler probably could be a bee if she really wanted to.
As well as she should.
I mean, that's part of her character, and for the most part, like her. But if that's how all these women really are, I guess that's fine. But yeah, it's like, why are they all like that type of B level? Like, biatch. You know? Biatch, like, level. They all seem to be like that. Like, every woman, even if you watch shows that are scripted, like, I haven't seen Pretty Little Liars, but all the, like, previews I see for it and stuff,
yeah,
they're all just like little biatches.
I guess those are the only ones that bring drama, right?
I mean, I understand the drama, but also, is that, like, the only woman portrayed now is just, like, a total biatch?
I mean,
even, like, in Friends...
Except,
like,
Annie Edison in Community.
That's true. Well, we were, you know, we mentioned Friends earlier, and, like...
Rachel's a biatch.
You thought so?
Yeah, she was so full of herself.
Well, I feel like, just females in general on TV... I mean, I know I'm really generalizing, but, like, I feel like 70% of them are just straight-up biatch characters.
And this is what usually happens. They usually have, like, a nice friend or the girl that is nice.
Yeah, like the girl in Apartment B. Yeah, that's they're always, the other girl, the blonde girl.
They're always clueless and then taking advantage of.
That's what happened to always her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like, a premise that's been done before, but then it's also, like, why is every woman, like, a biatch?
That's a good question to ask all the women in the world.
I just don't get that character. Like, I've seen them. I know some. Like, but why are they so heavily present? You know, even, like, on all of those, whatever those other Vampire Diaries, are they all biatches on there?
I think they have like one girl that's not a, like she's like a fighter, or she's like, you know, it's like Buffy in a way, I believe.
But it's like every show has like a female bitch.
Bitch. I mean, I feel like you need to, because Buffy had one with Cordelia. You know what I mean? They all need to have that bitch. Bitch.
They all have like.
Because Roseanne was a bitch. You know,
like even in comic strips, like Snoopy, Peanuts had Lucy.
Yeah.
Do you think Lucy was like the first bitch?
I mean, she was really pigheaded, so.
I think.
Was she the first bitch?
Yes, that's what I'm calling. Like, I want to go back to like the origins of, like in entertainment industry, the bitch.
What year was Peanuts?
I have no idea. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time. Was it in the 20s?
I can check on my touch.
Because remember, like back in the day, those black and white movies, and with the old fashioned one, they had like the strong girls were like, "Come on now, see, you can't stop this. Pick on me, I'm a lady. See, that's how they all talk. You don't really mean that mouth, right?" Did they talk like that? They're all tough.
In the 30s,
they're all tough back then, right?
Let's see. This just says 1950s. Let me see if I can find an exact date.
And it's true. Even that girl in The Big Bang Theory, she can be bitchy. She can be bitchy.
She has to play both parts. She has to play like
the interest.
She's the only girl, so she plays it all.
Yeah, the interest and the tough one.
So it launched in October 2nd, 1950.
What are we talking about?
Peanuts.
Lucy?
Peanuts.
1950?
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of tough girls before then.
Who was before them? So do you think that the, like, you know when girls are called bossy?
Yeah. I mean, let's look at the TV show Girls. Is there a bitch there? There's probably a whole, they're all probably bitches.
Now, but see, if there's something I saw online recently that a woman was, I guess she works for Facebook. She's like the top Facebook person.
Yeah.
Not Mark Zuckerberg, but she's like up there. I don't know her name or her position. But she was being interviewed about being like a strong woman.
Yeah.
And she said, like, you know, you see on a playground, you see how, you know, there's a young lady out there and people are like, she's bossy. And she's like, to me, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, you never see boys being called bossy. Like, you know, you never see that. It's kind of true. I agree with her. I mean, if you look at a playground and you see a boy like going around like Hulk, being like, you know, I'm the king here, you know,
alpha male.
Yeah, I'm the takeover, and like everyone's like, oh, look at that kid. He's like, yeah, he's the king. You know, like that type of feeling. But if you see a girl do that, everyone's like, look at that bossy little girl.
She's a bitch.
She could only be in like second grade. You know what I mean? Like, and she probably, you know, doesn't really realize at that age what she's fully doing because she's still developing. And it's like, I do think that, do you think that females, though, if they're more commanding, then they're automatically like, oh, she's a bitch. But then with males, it's like, that guy's taking over. He's good.
Well,
he's the leader.
Yeah, but let's think about this. Even when it comes down to that TV show Restaurant Confidential, that was one of the appeals. The most appealing factor of that was when that dude, that chef that's all ripped, walks in there and he just like basically tells them what's wrong with their food.
But also they're asking for it.
No, but like that's
to me, that's different. Like if you go to somebody and be like, can you critique this or whatever? Can you fix this? Then he can just come in there and do that. But what I don't like, I guess, is people just like effing around people's lives like without being asked to.
Yeah, well that's uncalled for.
But I feel like the females are more.
They just shove shove their lives in other people's lives.
Yeah, like why is, I mean, maybe that is a true thing with some people. But why does, like, the B word have to be mentioned? Or even bossy at that point. Not even biatch, but just
bossy.
You're
asking why are they being called bossy? Not just powerful, strong, pin-up strong?
Like, whereas, like, with a man, they can be like, oh, that guy's showing leadership. You know, and with a woman, it's like...
he's showing leadership.
Yeah, it's like...
No, that's not true, though, because
there's
a lot of times...
And then,
a lot
like,
times,
with girls, it's like, she's Little Miss Bossy.
Yeah, but see, a lot of times... It really depends on how this leader is, because a lot of times if there's a supposed leader in a guy group, like a lot of people like be like, that guy's a douche, you know, or he's like fool himself. Like we'll look at them the same way as like, oh, that's a bitch, or we just use different words.
And that same lady from Facebook, she said that it was scientifically documented that when a man achieves success, men and women look up to them. and think highly of them and have a higher likability.
Yeah.
And when a female achieves success, men and women dislike her.
Is that true?
She said it's been scientifically documented.
But in your perspective, is that true?
I would say I cannot speak for everyone, but it seems to be mostly true depending on the person.
So people look at like Hillary Clinton and they're like, geez.
They're like, what a biatch.
What a bitch. She must have been bitchy to get up there, or that she must have slept around.
Slept around with Bill Clinton.
I think that's usually also what happens is like, I feel like maybe women are always like, they will find the other way. They're like, they didn't really do it on their own. You know what I mean?
Well, it's interesting because Hillary Clinton actually used to be a Republican when she was in college.
Oh, yeah.
And then when she met Bill Clinton, she all of a sudden became a Democrat.
Yeah, but I mean,
granted,
political stances is like bullshit, man, because you go where the money is. Yeah. you go where the success is.
I mean, I know people can change, but it does raise an eyebrow. Don't you think it raises an eyebrow?
No, it does not raise an eyebrow.
You're just like, oh, now you switched parties totally.
So does parties even matter?
I mean, they're all kind of they all do the same thing. It's just a different side of argument.
Yeah, and they don't have to even believe in it. They just got
to
say it.
No, they just have to, whatever their like county or whatever that they represent, they do polls for it and they determine what the people want and then they go on that side.
Yeah, so.
Because then they'd win all the votes because of what the people
want. They just want to go where the winning side is. That's it.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, hi, there's Bill.
And then people are like, she's a bitch. Stop being a bitch.
Hillary did kind of grow on me though for a while. I did think her voice was like aggravating. Now not so much. I don't know.
When I was in a building in DC and they had like this Time magazine or something like that, probably Time, and they had like the history of like Hillary and Bill Clinton. It was like a whole magazine that documented like when they grew up, like, and how they met, and then like to the current day, and like they were both pretty pimp back in the day, like when they were younger, like in their 20s or something like that. Then you're like, wow, they were really actually like I wouldn't say Barbie and Ken, but they looked like a pretty smooth couple.
They're on the up and up.
Yeah. We're also just like, you know, like hip.
I've seen a picture of Hillary when she was younger and she had like really big glasses.
Yeah. I mean, that
was that part of her look?
This was even, I mean,
she had like huge glasses.
I mean, big glasses, that's part of the look back then anyway.
Oh, okay.
Like that's just really how, I don't understand where that came. But if you look at it now, it's not like we don't have big glasses now.
I think that the glasses nowadays are a lot more sleek than way a long time ago.
Yeah, but we didn't know we can make them that sleek back then. So we're like, everyone's all like, that's some hot shit. Damn. Big squares on your face. Perm, damn. Feathered hair. That's the amazingness of fashion.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be just like, you know, when we look back at like the styles of like the 2000s, it was all weird.
I felt like it was clean.
No?
What was the style of 2000s?
Like the 2000s?
To me, it's like the clean, fresh look. That's like stock photo looking in like a white background and everyone's like, I'm sparkly.
Define this clean, this clean look.
Like a stock photo.
Because I swear I remember when the Strokes were big, everyone being all like dressed in like the Strokes and being like all raggy.
Well, that's only in New York. That's
it. Wasn't just in New York. Well, no. What happens in New York spreads out. And people are like, I want to be just like that.
So that means the hipster craze has only just begun. Because I feel like I've first heard of a hipster like
a long time ago. I feel like what's happening now, well, this is what I feel like. Now it's going to go beyond hipster and be like more earthy. That's what it's going
to
be.
But then it's
like,
going to revert back to hippie.
It's going to go back to this early 70s where people were like in trees and stuff. Were they looking like and sitting in the grass? That's exactly what it's looking like.
But that's where I think the hipster originated from the hippie.
Because of the hip? I thought the hipsters
Because what happened was the hipster basically, you know, they're all like free love and peace and everything. And then the economy started going good. And then basically they became yuppies. And so the hipster was like all like peace and love. But then they're like, let's make money and go to work. And so now they're turning into hipsters. So basically it went from hipsters to hippies to yuppies to hipsters.
What about, I feel like it more or less came from the beatniks.
Yeah. They were even before the hippies.
Yeah, so it's like the beatniks.
So in the timeline of things, it's like
beatniks were very like political.
Beatniks, then hippies, then yuppies, then hipsters.
And now just skinny.
Skinny jeans.
Skinny jean world.
Starbucks holding. They're like, I'm fueled by Starbucks. I can't even speak.
That's literally the era that we live in, is the Starbucks era.
Is that what it is?
I don't know, is it?
I feel like they're a little dying away now.
With Starbucks?
Really, yeah, they're always going to be prominent, but like they weren't as hardcore as they were in like the early 90s.
We go from Starbucks, we go from cupcakes, go from... What are we hopping on to?
TV shows with a bunch of bitches on them.
Bitches. That's what it is. It's all bitches. Every single one of them.
See, what's up with that, though? I wish that there was just more variation. Like, why can't there be a female character of, that, like...
Name one that is a good character out there. That's not just a bitch.
That's a tough one.
There has to be something out there.
I know you did mention Annie Edison from Community.
Well, what about 30 Rock? What about Tina Fey?
There are some people that I have heard being like, she's a little comedy bitch.
If it's a girl, they're going to say a bitch, no matter what.
That's like, I'm like, dude, what did Tina Fey do to you? You know, like, oh,
she became successful. Take your job? She became successful.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what that Facebook lady was saying, too. Basically, if Tina Fey becomes successful, now people are going to talk shit about Tina Fey.
It's because of other girls. That's why. The guys aren't setting it off. It's the girls that are calling each other like...
Do you think the guy opinion of Tina Fey is healthy?
I don't even know what the guy... the guy perspective is like, the less clothes, the better. Doesn't even matter what it is.
So she's never been like fully naked in anything, so... I feel like
that's the most blunt like opinion that can be. It's like, well, she's not naked now.
So basically, if you take off your clothes, you're going to be more successful.
I guess so.
What is the women's opinion of that? Then what if the women revolt against that?
What will they do?
I don't know. What if they're all like, she's skank. She just took off her clothes to get famous.
And then what? Now she's famous.
Yeah.
End of story, right?
So basically everyone should just have a sex tape like Kim Kardashian.
No, they shouldn't. I would rather people just be bitchy. Because when they actually are nice, because you know what I really don't like when people are just nice. I feel like nice is like the worst thing you can be. It's just like, oh, she's nice. She's always treating everyone like, you know, like it feels like they're hiding something. It's like they're like, it feels like a person is just like nice to anything. It feels like they don't stand any ground, you know? And that's always the worst when people are like, the problem with you, Joe, is that you're too nice. And like, I'm just like, that sucks because you know
that sucks that it even is a problem.
But because what happens is that means you're easily able to be walked all over. And I'm like, I don't want to be walked all over. People take advantage of nice people, you know?
That's just one of those sad things in life, I think. Is like, you can be a really great person, but people will treat you like shit.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Because people are shitty, that's why. So basically, people treat other people the way they want to be treated. That's how I feel it is.
So people want to be treated shitty.
Well, they feel that's how they want to be treated. Or that's how they are.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, though, because in reality, it's like, who really wants to be treated like shit?
Well, you treat other people the way you'll be treated. So if you treat people nice, I don't see why people shouldn't treat people nice. Or honest, at least. Rather be treated honest than just nice, just being like, oh, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. So I was like, fuck my feelings. I need the real shit to happen.
Exactly.
I need to get it out of the way.
I want the truth.
Yeah.
But people don't like to even say the truth, so then they won't talk to each other.
Because they're so scared.
I don't understand either.
People are afraid. People's fear is so retarded. But also that the fear is what makes a lot of great stories.
I feel like the fear drives most people.
Oh, no doubt. It definitely does. People don't do so many things, but you need to have fear. I almost feel like fear is it's the scale that keeps people in line.
Because if you know that you're treading that line of a little bit of fear, then it's almost like you're doing something right.
I feel like people need fear. Yeah, like afraid. I'm afraid this project won't work. You know what I mean?
Because if you knew all the answers to everything, then it would be boring too.
It would be. It definitely would be boring.
Yeah. But I guess like TV-wise, back to our conversation of the biatches, I just wish that there was more people that wasn't that demographic on TV.
Just think about that. It almost feels like the majority demographic is female. Like I bet majority females watch American Idol and Fox Family.
I don't watch those shows, so it's
I'm not saying that you don't watch it, but look at how it is. It's like, who's really... I feel like who's majority into those types of stars, like those pop stars? Because I feel like majority times it's girls that are into that. Even with music and all that stuff, I feel like majority girls are going to get like a Nicki Minaj thing.
But even with the comedy stuff, it's like, you know, you have Mindy, you have Chelsea Handler, you have Whitney. Who else was there? You have all those shows, right? But like, to me, in a way, those women are like comedy heroes because they're modern day comedians.
Yeah.
And I mean, like comedy.
Amy Poehler in Parks and Rec, right?
But hers isn't like a biatch, actually. I don't think her character
She's
is.
More like a little bit like clueless in a way.
But I feel like it's like, why are all these comedy divas having biatchy characters?
You think it's just because it's one dimensional, or is that the only way they have to act like a guy? Is that what they're doing?
I'm not sure. I'm still trying to figure it out. Because it's like, it is a dynamic though. I feel like Zooey Deschanel in The New Girl is not really a biatchy
character. She's not. Yeah.
And so that's why I feel like no one in that show I like a lot.
I feel like no one on The New Girl is like a biatch.
Yeah, like no one.
Everyone is sort of just weak.
Well, the thing I like about the New Girl, scared,
or you know what I mean? Like they're fragile.
Yeah, the thing I like about The New Girl is that no one is distinctively trying to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And that's like also in reality TV. I feel like all these people are trying to hurt someone.
Yeah.
Like I never really watched Survivor, but like the commercials that I saw, it was almost like really conniving people. And I know like, you know, they're trying to be the last person voted off the island. I get it.
It's a competition.
I get it. But then it's like people
they're
don't
like,
have,
well, I got to earn that $100,000.
But people don't have to be rude or like, conniving to each other to like win. You know what I mean? Like I feel like sometimes they do. Well, I guess it works, but like
I'ma shoot this guy, I'ma shoot you, I'ma shoot you because I'm gangster.
But people on like some of those shows are really rude to each other and like unnecessarily rude.
Yeah.
And so I guess what I do like about the characters on New Girl is that none of them are purposely trying to hurt each other.
Yeah. They're trying to survive, right?
But they're not I just don't like the purpose of like hurting someone.
Yeah.
Like they're like, I'm gonna get them, you know. Unless there is like a payoff or like some type of revenge, maybe like you're getting the payback, you're getting your karma back. Yeah, like that I can get.
I feel like you don't like the non-caring aspect, and I don't like the non-caring. Maybe that's why I don't like the Mindy project. It's because it feels like she just doesn't care about anybody, and it's tough to like somebody that doesn't care about anybody.
Yeah. Like at least when you're gonna have a revenge against somebody, there's a reason behind that. There's a reason behind why you want to plot the revenge. But, like, if you're just going to go distinctively out to, like, shoot people down because they're in your way, then that's just, like, rude.
And then maybe that's why The Big Bang Theory is a pretty successful and very, like, watchable show, because none of them are trying to hurt each other.
Yeah.
And they all care. You know what I mean? I think people really like to see that. They have something to care about.
Definitely.
And I think that's a...
the key to creating everlasting characters with love.
Yeah, just give them a purpose that's just not like, oh, you know, I don't care. Oh yeah, it's tough to really want to keep tuning into something about a person that just doesn't care about shit.
That's true. It feels like a lot of TV is like that though, very self-absorbed.
It's just it's a representation of our times.
It's a representation of everyone on Facebook.
Exactly.
that's what makes me hate like living in this time period. I feel like there's so many cool things we can do in this time period, but then
everyone's so self-involved.
But then it's like we're living in the time period of Facebook. Like when I look back in history, I'm gonna be like, that's what I'm gonna remember of my life, of Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is stupid. Like I wish like God could give me back all the hours I ever spend on Facebook.
But I wonder what you'd be missing.
On Facebook?
Yeah, well, what would be gone?
I don't know what would be gone, but at least I have time to do other stuff.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Please, 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 please get what I want this time. Name that song. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please go out there and check out
hyphenshots.com.
Or just Google Joan Power Babes. Or you can go to the GoStray.tumblr or astrayproductions.com website and you can check out the new film that I directed, my new short film starring Dolly Holiday, the burlesque superstar, starring in the movie The Return. Might be not safe for work, but it could be for the rest of you. Astray Productions produces this show. I'm happy you all listened to it. What do you got, Carolyn?
I have a webcomic called Curls, and you can read it at curls-studio.com. And I have the radio show that you're already listening
That's
to.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Go out there and check out and find A Magic Bullet, number 6, that was edited by hers truly, Carolyn. I guess we'll catch you later. Go out there and care about something, damn it. Care. Just care. I know I don't care, but I do care about not caring.
Have a heart.
Have a heart.
Have a heart, not a biatch.
That's right. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
See y'all later. Hit him, Carolyn.
23 Skidoo.